You're listening to Central Time. I'm Kate Archer Kent.
And I'm Rob Ferret. Coming up, Governor Walker called for a reorganization at the state's Department of Natural Resources in his new state budget, but he did not advance a plan to completely split up that agency. We'll hear more about that and other budget changes that might come to the DNR.
First, NPR's investigative unit has been looking into the pricing of services at funeral homes across the country, and what they found is a very confusing system that's difficult for grieving customers to make sense of.
NPR released its findings this week, disclosing how prices can vary widely for similar or even identical services by up to thousands of dollars. And funeral home websites do little to reveal what it costs for a funeral, despite a federal rule that requires clear pricing disclosures.
Robert Benincasa has been investigating the death care industry. He's a computer-assisted reporting producer in NPR's investigations unit. Robert, welcome back to Central Time.
Thank you, Kate. How are you?
Good. Well, let's start out with getting a sense of how big our country's funeral home business industry is. I'm assuming this is a recession-proof, healthy industry because death happens.
Sure. Not exactly recession-proof. The industry has ebbed and flowed a little bit with the larger economy. In 2012, it was $13 billion in sales. About 15,000 funeral homes around the country. That's not counting cemeteries and some other facilities. So that if you do the math, that works out to about $5,000 per death. If you consider that there are 2.6 million deaths a year in the United States.
And you found funeral homes to be less than transparent for consumers who are trying to navigate all these services that go into a funeral during a very emotional time. What did you find out there in terms of pricing?
Well, the one overriding thing that seemed, you know, consistent throughout the industry is that the pricing is not disclosed in the way that most of us have come to get information, you know, which is through our laptops and our mobile devices. You know, we go online and you can figure out how much you're going to spend for it. But the funeral establishments, they put up websites, but they don't, generally they don't put their price lists up there. So you don't know unless you visit them, you're going to get the best information. They're supposed to give you a written list. And you don't necessarily know what to ask because for most people, they've never done it before. They only do this maybe once or twice in their life and make this purchase.
And the federal government tries to protect people through the funeral rule. Can you explain how this works, this rule works?
Yeah, the funeral rule, you know, it evolved back from the 1970s when the Federal Trade Commission decided that the industry was rife with deceptive business practices. And part of that was the fact that they would lump everything together and say, here's your bill, this is how much it's going to cost you, and consumers couldn't really figure out what those individual things that they were buying cost on a kind of disaggregated basis. So the funeral rule was passed after the government fought with the industry for 10 years. And in 1984, this rule was passed that said, here are 16 things that every funeral home has to name a price for. And they call that the general price list. So if you walk into a funeral home, they're required under this rule to give you that list as soon as you start talking to them. And they have to give you one that you can take with you and keep. And it's got these 16 items on it. But there's other things that they can put on there, you know, package deals and such. But there are 16 standard items that appear on this list that they're required to give you.
Well, when I looked at the information on your story, the Federal Trade Commission's compliance brochure for the funeral rule, I was hoping to even see a mock general price list because, you know, I have no clue how much a fee for embalming may be, not even a ballpark. But there was nothing there to even give you a normal range. So not even the keepers of the rule are protecting consumers or helping them set fair market costs.
No, the government isn't in the business of setting prices. And, you know, the prices vary considerably even in the same community. And this is part of the issue. This is part of why it's so hard for consumers to know what's a good price, right? Like, mm-hmm. as you're saying, what is a good price for a cremation, right? It's almost impossible to tell.
We're talking with Robert Benincasa. He is with NPR's Investigations Unit, which has spent several months looking at funeral home prices across the country and finding wide ranges for services. Robert, why don't funeral businesses just post their pricing online? Why is there this issue with showing how much things cost? For example, perhaps a casket, how much a casket costs?
Well, you know, I've asked them this question. The response that I typically get is that a couple things. It's not in their interest competitively, they believe, because their competitors would know their prices and try to undercut them. Although, I don't know, I have a little bit of trouble believing that they don't know what their competitors charge. The other thing is they believe that the information isn't necessarily comprehensible or to consumers. It lacks the context of a personal consultation. You know, I mean, it sounds a little condescending, right? So that's the response I generally get. I also found a distrust of technology in general, of a lot of funeral directors. Some of them didn't want to use email to communicate with me. Some of them, if they sent me a price list at all, wanted to do it over the fax. So it's kind of it was kind of a learning experience.
What is the Federal Trade Commission's Funeral Rule Offenders Program?
So about once a year, the Federal Trade Commission sends undercover shoppers into funeral homes, people posing as consumers, but they're actually Federal Trade Commission employees. And they do maybe 100 to 150 at a time. And they go in there and they watch for this compliance. Does the funeral director or the salesperson give them that list that's required under the law? And if you average it out over the past couple of years, it's about 1 in 4 does not do that. So at that point, the Federal Trade Commission can either sue them, take them to court in a civil matter, or they could offer them to participate in this offenders program. The funeral home will pay a fine, and they will agree to some training about the funeral rule.
And does Wisconsin funeral homes, are they in this program?
I checked, and there were 4 of them from 2013 that entered the program.
What should you do if you see a funeral home you're considering or have used in this program who have been a violator in the past?
Well, I mean, I can't really say what a consumer, I can't provide that kind of advice. If it were me, I mean, I might talk to them about it. You know, one way of looking at it is they might be, you know, more transparent because they've been, you know, they've been reprimanded in a sense, and they've had a bad experience of having to pay a fine. Another way of looking at it is, hey, they were dishonest before. They might be dishonest with me in some way again. You know, a personal decision.
And if you're planning a loved one's funeral, couldn't you offer some advice for this consumer who is trying to navigate the system?
Yeah. I mean, if it's possible to plan it separated from your grief, you know, to do it in advance, that might be a good way to go, especially if you could talk to the person about it, your loved one about it. If that's not possible, take someone with you who isn't as emotionally distraught as you might be, who might see things a little bit more objectively and might be able to help you evaluate those things. If you're inclined to shop around for price, try to do it on the phone, but do it with that list of the items that the government requires. And that should be, you know, out there. We put a link out there of how to get that So do it that way and ask those very specific questions. And they're required to give you those prices on the phone.
One thing you also said was to not disclose how much money you might have to spend on this?
Yeah, I wouldn't. I think you might get, if you disclose that you have $10,000 in life insurance proceeds coming to you, you might get a sales pitch for a $9,000 funeral. And I've seen a little bit of evidence of that the folks in the industry, some of them, not all of them, of course, want to sell you whatever your budget will bear.
Robert, thank you so much for talking with us about this.
Sure. My pleasure.
That was Robert Benincasa. He's a reporter with NPR's Investigations Unit. He's been looking into the pricing of services at funeral homes across the country.
Coming up, we'll look at the future of the DNR and the kind of changes it might see under Governor Walker's proposed state budget. I'm Rob Ferret.
And I'm Kate Archer-Kent. You're listening to Central Time here on the Ideas Network.